it's going to be a good day, but not real good. And Mark, the first thing Mark said to me, you know, hello, how are you? He said, you got to go. So the next year I went. So this year was my, I don't know, 10th or 11th trip. Missed a couple years, went twice 1 year. So we don't have a lot of pictures this year because the last couple years I've gone with a fellow from Waterloo who loves photography. He guards his camera with his life. It would never get away from him, and he lost his camera. And I'm a photographer like, oh, I should have taken a picture of that instead of being ready to take a picture. So there's a few pictures. All I had was I've taken a camera before and never taken it out of my bag, so I thought, why carry it? I have my phone. I'll just take pictures with my phone. So this year we went to Esperanza, which is a smaller orphanage. You can see from Panda Vida, if you stand on the roof of Panda Vida, you can see the orphanage. It's only a couple miles away. The first time we went there, there was dirt floors in part of where the boys' rooms were dirt floors. It was separated from the main area by a blue tarp. It was covered, but it was open, so the wind blew through there when it was windy, and there's been so many changes there now that that's all closed in. There's been additions to the dorm on the roof, the girls were on the second story, and they used to have to go upstairs and duck their heads to go through a door and out onto the roof and then into a room, but that's all new, and it's amazing what the Lord has done there. And I never talk much because sometimes I really do get emotional. So a few of these pictures as we're rolling through, there's one of the things that really hit me was a few years ago that I had been twice the year before, so we missed a year, and we were at Panda Vida, so we went to Esperanza to visit. And you jump out of the van and the kids come running up and call you by name. We're only there for 10 days or 11 days, but we really do make an impression on those people, and they are truly thankful for what we can do for them and help them, and they're somewhat I'm not sure amazed, but thankful that we take our time away from our families, away from you know use our vacation days from work to go and help them. So they are truly thankful for what we do, and it's just a great feeling. There's some of the pictures, we do a little bit of touristy stuff. The great thing with Brian and Betty, Brian is the founder of Children of Hope, who we travel with, and Betty is his wife, who's a native from Mexico, so she has lots of history. So we always, every year, we go see some different stuff around, and we always get a history lesson of what's happened in Mexico and all the, it's that part of it's quite nice when we do, so we're not just traveling around looking at stuff and wondering what that is or why that's there. We get a history lesson as to what's happening. So we usually work from 8 to 5 is basically our work day, so we're up and have breakfast and work 8 to 5, and then sometimes in the evening that's when we do a little bit of touristy stuff. We go into Querétaro and tour around and see stuff that probably I've seen every year since I've been there, but we had new people this year, and it's always great to have them along, and just so now we know a little bit, so we can help, you know, guide them around and show them what we're doing, and so it's kind of neat. This picture of the sidewalk, usually when we get there on Saturday, we get in on Friday night and get kind of acquainted to what we're doing. On Saturday morning, we have a little tour around. They give us a little, so for the new people, they give them a little information about the orphanage and what's happening, and then they tour us around and give us 6 months worth of work that they'd like to get done. And so the first day they talked about we wanted to pour some cement. So we started, we had to move a bunch of stuff and find forms and get the forms. And so it was, we had lunch about 1:30, 2 o'clock, and of course there's a couple new young guys, and they said, we should pour that cement this afternoon. And I said, no, it'll be there Monday. No, we should do it this afternoon. Okay. So we poured cement on Saturday afternoon. Problem was, about halfway through, they were ready to pack it in. But we finished. So the first Saturday, we poured cement around. If you just roll that through a little bit, Peggy. This building, there's a little building that's there now that's for kids to have appointments, because the DEEF, which is the government organization that oversees, they come and talk to the kids and do stuff with the kids and interview the kids, and this will be also kind of like a doctor's office, kind of, so it's separate, kind of a separate building from all the rest, where they can go there and in privacy and deal with that. So we're working on that. The team before us the building was there, and we did some finishing around outside. We hooked up, dug in a water line and brought hydro lines and hooked up hydro lines. They get a lot of donations, and one of the issues is if they ever feel like if they say no, then the next time the people won't call them. So people will drop off stuff that is really of no use to them. And in talking to them, they said, we really need to learn to say no, sorry, we can't use that. But they don't. So there was a building there that was, it's seen that with the shelves, was packed full, like this garbage bags full of stuff. So the girls took, that was their job for the week. They basically emptied that building out, and we had bought, with the funds that were raised, we were able to buy steel shelving. So then they worked at putting the steel shelving in, set that all up, and then started sorting. So the people from the orphanage actually started, because they had help then, so they could start sorting stuff. So it was great, because they were able actually to get a large amount of stuff that they could donate then. It was of no value to them, but then they could donate it. So that was good. Just stop, Peggy. Can you stop that there? This is actually at Panda Vida, so for many of us that have been to Panda Vida, this boys' dorm was not there when we first went, so the boys' dorm was built, and now they're working on the second story. So that's a huge addition to that orphanage, and there's a couple guys there that are amazing workers, so there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not sure how they can manage to arrange teams to build like they do, but it's just amazing what's going on there, the changes that are happening there. So we were just there for part of an afternoon or evening just to see what's going on, and of course I didn't have my camera and I didn't take a lot of pictures because John was taking all the pictures. But they have a new, when we were there last year, we worked on the fish ponds. Well, now the fish ponds are covered with greenhouses, and they have a hydroponic growing, just getting, they had a couple issues, they're growing pains with that, so that's all up and running. But so they have fish ponds where they have tilapia, and then the water is circulated to fertilize the growing in the greenhouses, so that's all neat. They're, one of their ambitions or desires is to become more self-sufficient, because they rely heavily on donations. They go, you know, to the market every Wednesday morning and beg for donations. It's not really, there's a lot of companies there that know they're coming and have given in the past, and some of those companies give a basket of their best, and some of those companies give a basket of not so best. But they can make a basket of not so best that we would look at and just throw it away. They spend time cutting and cleaning and using all that stuff, so they're very resourceful as to what they use, and it's just amazing. But the They want to become more self-sufficient so they don't depend so heavily on donations, which so they can more money can be used for education and better for the kids. If stop there, Peggy. When we were one of the ministries that we also support is Casa Otomi, which is a ministry to the Otomi people, which is a native Mexican people. So these are poor people. If you go to Mexico and you see people begging on the streets and sitting, it's a lot of native people, and the Otomi are some of those people. And it's a very poor, not sure what the word is, but it's just, they struggle in life. There's a lot of history of incest and just, it's not great. So this ministry started, Pastor Lalo, the guy on the bottom, that corner, had some stuff worked with, Christmas boxes, what's it? Samaritan's Purse. That's it, Samaritan's Purse. So he did a lot of work with Samaritan's Purse. So he was up, they were in this village working with Samaritan's Purse, and some people came and said, can you come and do that in our village? And they said, well, why don't you come here? Well, there was a picture here that showed kind of a valley and two sides. Well, in history, these two sides didn't get together. They didn't get along. They, you know, we won't do anything with them. This little ministry is right. That valley comes to the divide comes to a point, and this ministry is right there. So it has brought those two sides together, because most of the people now had no idea why they didn't like the people on the other side of the valley. They just were told they didn't. This year they were able to buy more land. They have out behind this. There's a whole new piece of land, and they had a big at Christmas or just after Christmas with Samaritan's Purse. And Pastor Lalo, I don't know how he can organize this, but he in the city he has people donate stuff, and I think if I get my numbers correct, they gave out 2,600 children's like gifts to 2,600 kids. So they had it set up. They had tents set up, and they had been arranging this before, so the kids all had a button with a color on it, and the tent was set up. If you had a yellow button, that's the tent you went to, and they were ready. It was just amazing as he told us about what they had done, but they had ministered to like 2,600 kids. So, and the first time that we were there, there was all kinds of kids, and there'd be some of their mothers, some older women, but there was never any men there. It was just the next time, a couple times later, was there. The kids and women were in the building, and the men were standing outside looking in the windows. And now they're getting together, and it's just. And one of the interesting things here is that they want to. You see the kids in the front in the colorful. They're actually teaching those kids about their Otomi heritage. So they actually get prizes for the best, you know, when they come on Saturday mornings for the kid that's in the best costume as actual Otomi. So it's kind of neat. There's some older people there that actually speak the Otomi language, which is sounds somewhat like Spanish, but it's not Spanish. So that's kind of an interesting ministry that we support, and it's just they have a breakfast every week. The kids can come there for breakfast through the week, and then on Saturdays they have a breakfast program, but there's more happening on Saturdays, so we're up there on a Saturday morning just helping with that and doing a little bit of work around there. So that's just a great ministry. So as we just continue, there was 11 of us this year. There was 4 or 5 of us from Southern Ontario. There's a girl from the States who was a relative of Amanda and Lucas, and then there was a couple from out west, and actually Jeremy Van Beelen, who is the director at Panda Vita, his mother wanted to come and she wanted to be part of a team. She just wanted to experience what that was like, so she joined us. She was down there, I think she was there for 2 or 3 weeks, but she joined us and actually stayed with us for the week and was just part of the team. So that was kind of neat to have her there. Yeah, I'm not sure how much more I got. It's just a great, great experience. If you've ever had the thought you would like to do short-term mission, there's so many opportunities out there. And these people, can you stop it there, Peggy? The people are, it's just so accommodating and so thankful for all of us that support them, and you know, for all of you that support, you know, that support the people that go. It's just amazing, and they're so thankful for that support. Can you back it up to that recipe? There, just stop it there. One of the things that I got to be careful when I say this, but the food at Esperanza is fabulous. Like, they just love to cook and serve, and the food there is fantastic. That's one of the reasons. It's because I'm a good Huron County farm boy, so you know, diverse menus are not big on my list. So there was, you know, you go, you're hungry. Sometimes you ask for a second, and sometimes you don't. I always ate what they gave me, but if they asked me if I wanted more, I was full. But at Esperanza, very seldom am I ever full. I'm full because I ate way too much. Anyway, just to end, this is a painting. They painted it on the, it's above the kitchen door, and it's a recipe. And basically, it says, 2 kilograms of hugs, 3 kilograms of love, 4 kilograms of patience, 2 liters of smiles, and a pinch of madness. Mix everything together with love and serve daily. Somewhere in there, I missed that part. Yeah, it's so it's just Esperanza is just a big family, and there's 2 couples there that had the just following God and where God was leading them, and they've been struggling because they've had this property now for, I'm not sure how long they've been there, six years I think they've actually been there, and I think they just officially got the title for the property. It's been the last couple years they've kind of had the title, but it was almost like someone still had their thumb and finger on it, and they were, so there's building going on there, and they don't want to get too much building, and then all of a sudden people will say, look at what you're doing, we need more money. But now I think they've officially got the title to the property, so they continue to build. There's lots happening there. They're building an auditorium, so it's a play area for the kids and an auditorium for just to hold functions, to get in out of the sun and the weather. The barn that we probably cemented, that floor, our great work has been torn up and re-cemented, and that's a shop, and there's a whole new barn. They have animals there, like they have cattle and pigs and chickens, and so they're a little more self-sufficient, so it's just neat. But if you ever have the thought that you would like to be part of a short-term mission, this is, you know, we're already in the plans for next year, and this year we couldn't decide about Panda Vita, but there was that, I showed you that big team, there was a team coming into Panda Vita that was going to overlap 2 or 3 days from what we usually do, so we decided to go to Esperanza, and then when we got home from Esperanza, we got talking, and we decided that we've already put the plans in motion to start to go to Esperanza again next year, because we figure that they could really use more help. So it's all in plans for next year. So if you want to start praying about that and thinking about that, it'll begin in February, the 14th to the 23rd. So I think that's reading week for the university, which has been historically how the team's already done it. So just a couple prayer things. One of the things about Esperanza, that those two couples are my age, 55, 60 in there somewhere. They need to start planning for a succession planning. That's something at Panda Vida that's happening, that's already in the works and happening there. But this group needs to start thinking about that, because just think of any couple in here. Would you like a house with 14 teenage girls every day, 7 days a week? It can be a. And plus, they have, I think, 30 kids there, so there's lots going on. So just as something to pray about is just for them to, as they look into the future as to what's happening there, it's good. So that's it. Can I have the ushers come forward for this?
John, come over. Let's pray, thanking God for John's ministry there, and for the continued relationship of our church to these two places we go, Colombia and this place in Mexico. And I just actually continue to commend the focus of the congregation for being narrowly aligned, that we're not going on little mission excursions for entertainment, but rather we are building in historically to the same places in a way that makes a difference year after year. Father, we thank you for the vision that you've given to members of this congregation in the past that has led to these continued relationships. And for John's going again this year, for the way he gets out of his comfort zone to be able to make the report to us, and for the clear love he has for the people and how that impacts his own life and his walk with you. And we pray that we might be found faithful in what you give to us to be involved in these ministries in the years to come. And thank you for blessing this particular trip and keeping them safe. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.